Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton, in for Kevin Pollock. Let's meet our alchemist today, shall we? Mr. James Heaney. James, what's the worst trouble you got into as a kid?
Oh, boy. I went and made... my backyard was a farm, like a cornfield. They rotated the crops, and sometimes it was corn, sometimes it was soy. And my friends and I, one year, just went from my backyard and cleared a path and built a fort out of soy beans. And just like had, we were out of touch with the fact that this was a person's livelihood and crops. We were like 13, 12 years old. And we knew that like there was, we were trying to hide it. We made a path from my house into the center of his farm and destroyed a huge area of crops. So he followed the path to my house and told us that we were never allowed on his property again. And that was that. So I think that's probably the most trouble I got into.
Dang. You're such a hoodlum. Mm-hmm. We all think it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did worse things later, but I ain't got caught, period.
You should put that on a t-shirt. Ain't got caught, period. Hey, everybody. Say hello to Jackie DeRuthy.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie, what's your all-time favorite comic strip?
Peanuts. I'll go Peanuts. I'll go Peanuts. that's all I can say. We had a Peanuts book, so it's definitely the one I'm the most familiar with. But I do remember really enjoying Marmaduke as a child. But I love dogs, and I don't know if I thought it was necessarily funny or if I was just, like, into the dog.
Marmaduke's whole thing was he would just knock shit over. It was a one-panel knock shit over comic, basically.
And I love physical comedy, so then it all aligns. It's perfect.
There you go. Hey, everybody. Chris Alvarado's here. Chris Alvarado, who was your childhood crush from, like, TV or movies or music or anything?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I'm thinking. I mean, much later in life, like in college, whatever, this is coming to my mind. I really liked Claire Danes and Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
You know? But before that, I don't know. Sure, cute thing, cute there. But that movie, I was like, I know what love is now. I understand. You know what I mean? Hey, but you know what? Ain't got caught yet.
I mean, that scene at the fish tank where Desiree's I'm Kissing You is on, it's pretty great stuff.
I just watched that scene like 2 days ago. Just that scene on YouTube. Yeah.
Good times. Hey, guys, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this, but Joey Greer is here.
Oh!
Joey, I have heard that you're developing a brand new reality show. What's the pitch, buddy?
You're going to love this. Okay, so what it does is it takes six different people from six different neighborhoods all around Peoria, Illinois, and we take them, right, and we put them deep into the Siberian tundra, and they have 6 months to find a secret treasure that may or may not be buried underneath the ground.
Wow, that sounds great. What's the title? What's the working title?
The working title right now is, we haven't decided yet, but it's something, it's right now, it's something like,
Ain't Got Caught.
Like Hot Dogs in the Wilderness or something like that. You know, it's.
So the treasure's
I don't know if it's going to go. I don't know if the show's going to go.
Ain't Got Caught Yet, Peoria. Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Z on the team.
It's too bad James can't do the show today, guys. Well, we got a lean, fun crew today, and let's get to our show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' email or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Or maybe write one on paper and put it in an envelope and just like write Alchemy This North Pole and see what happens.
Ooh,
you never know. It could make its way to us.
You're going to get a knock on the door by the feds.
Saying what?
Hey!
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good impression of feds. Scene one. is from Patreon VIP Corey Booth, who wrote, scene suggestion, a mosquito casino. Anyway, love you guys.
Jesus, fuck. Let me get, God damn.
Getting alive right now.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Stop slapping yourself. That is so rude. This is the ambiance. Oh my Jesus. You're going to get kicked out of here.
I'm going to get eaten. I'm going to get drained, my man. I got to get these.
That's the point. You get. Go, stop
Excuse
it.
Me. Is there a problem here?
Yeah, no, there's my a problem. It looks like there's some window open and so there's some standing water because there's a shit ton of mosquitoes.
Oh, you know God, him? I'm so do embarrassed.
Do you know him? I suggest you make him hip to what's going on here. Otherwise, okay, I'll have to ask you both to leave.
Okay, just give me a second. Listen, you dumb idiot. These mosquitoes are draining your blood so you get drunk faster, idiot.
What?
This is a big good thing. It means you don't have to spend so much on booze so you can put more on the table. Now, if you keep slapping, I'm telling you, you slap that one more time. Oh, that's it.
There. You got it.
Hey, drink.
Are you itchy for money? Do you really want to win big? Come down to Mosquito Casino. Mosquito Casino.
Casino.
On the corner of 95th and Chestnut.
Can you turn that off? Turn the goddamn TV off. I don't want to hear these goddamn ads. All right, now listen to me. Listen to me good, okay? We got to breed these mesquites, and we got to sell them quick. Because I'm not going to be sitting on several hundred tons of mesquites, you understand? This is a seasonal breed. Uh-huh. You get me?
Okay. Okay, I hear you. I'm going to do my best. I hear you. I hear you. It's just that I can't. I think we need to get some good music so that they want to mate. I think that we just, it's just not a very romantic atmosphere for them.
Your tongue is inflamed.
That's not true. This is just the way I talk. You know what? Do you have any Barry White?
Yeah, some Barry White. You know, when I picked you up at that goddamn farmer's market, I knew there was something off about you. All right?
There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with me, okay? Right. I'm just a little bit new in the breeding area. But I think that I could, with a little bit of training, I could probably help these mosquitoes bang one out.
There's got to be some...
Thank you for having me. I understand you are the president of the Mosquito Casino. Is that correct?
Yes, that is 100% correct. I'm a human man and not a mosquito.
Terrific. Well, my name is Dwayne The Rock. And I'm with the Gambling Commission. Now that my introductions have been set up, it's time to get to the reason why I'm here. It's been brought to my attention now down at the Gambling Commission that you are filling your entire casinos with mosquitoes so that your customers will spend less on alcohol and more on gaming. I mean, on gambling. Is that correct?
Yes, that is 100% correct. I'm sorry. Are you thirsty? Would you like a Blood Mary?
A what?
A Blood Mary. Would you like a Blood Mary?
Sure, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you another question. Are you a mosquito?
As I stated before, I'm a human man and not a mosquito. Mm-hmm. Your neck looks really good. Your neck, you've got a great neck.
I think those are called my lats, and I think it's I lift a lot of weights that way. Anyway, listen, don't try to charm me here, okay? All we're saying is it's a little suspect. This feels a little sketchy to us.
Well, you know, this is the way that we've decided to do business here.
I'm sorry, boss, but I couldn't help but notice. Something's cooking in here. No. Something smells like it's cooking in here, boss. What is that smell?
What is that?
Oh, shit. I didn't know you had a visitor. I gotta go.
Was that a talking baby?
Lock the doors.
Me?
All right, good. Here's the thing. You can't leave now that you've seen Tater. You're not allowed to go. Tater is it's all the money that has come in through Skeetos we've used towards the development of Tater. Tater is a very advanced baby that was half mosquito, half baby, and was hatched in a lab.
Let me just stop you right there. I don't get paid enough for this, okay? For these convoluted schemes, for all these weird. I'm Dwayne The Rock, okay? Not The Rock Johnson, The Rock. And frankly, if you just let me go, I'm going to quit this whole gaming job. I got a cabin. I got a cabin like a Henry David Thoreau.
Dude, all these drinks taste like copper, man. I ordered a vodka martini. They just gave me a Blood Mary. I don't understand. Everything I order is a Blood Mary.
Yeah. It's like I wanted a margarita.
Hey, lady, I don't know you. Okay. You keep on trying to jump into our conversation. All right.
Sorry. You've just got a face, you know, one of those faces. Looks like I can talk to you.
Okay, you can't. All right.
What the hell is going on here, man? You take me to these weird places. Every time we go somewhere, they got some crazy lady talking to me. What the hell's going on?
Don't you want to hook up?
Don't this you hate crazy happens? Ladies? I hate crazy ladies. Oh, my God.
Wait, is she a prostitute? I love crazy ladies. What was that?
Is she a prostitute? What are you saying?
I'm not saying she's a prostitute. I'm saying that she thinks your face looks good.
Hey, she's guys. I just wanted to get in here, and I am a prostitute. just to clear that up, I am.
I'm sorry. My money's going on the tables this weekend.
No, I'm not soliciting your work. I just kind of was looking for just friends. Yeah, just friends. But just so you know, like if you want the facts and get it straight, I am a sex worker. I prefer that. I prefer that word. Thank you.
Yeah, no shame. No shame.
No shame.
Yeah, no shame. Thank you. I'm good. You good?
You talking to me?
I mean, I'm not talking to her. She's not going to hire herself.
Sometimes
I do. What's my name?
Kevin.
And why would more bets.
Oh, shit.
My name is Kevin?
Can I get what? I didn't get to put my bet down. Can I just put really quick? I'm just going to put this here. Okay.
It's there. The ball's already on the wheel. The ball's already on the wheel, sir. That doesn't count.
I was distracted. That's a 32 right there.
Luke, what high school did we go to?
Central. We went to Central.
We went to Mid-Central.
Does it ever just feel like your friends don't even know you anymore?
32. Oh, you know what? I think I am. I think I do have some money. No, I put it on 32.
No, sir, you put it on 23, Luke.
What? You put it on 23.
Fuck. Fuck. Okay. All right.
Boss, look, first let me start by saying this is my last day with the Gambling Commission. Okay. But let me tell you what I found. I found a disgusting casino that lets tons of mosquitoes into this into the rooms. And here's how
it works. Bet it on black.
What?
Bet it on black.
Sir, please. We had this meeting scheduled. Can we just not gamble for 1 second? Just gamble.
This is the Gambling Commission.
I understand, sir. Here's what's happening. The mosquitoes are sucking the blood and they're killing the mosquitoes and using that same blood to serve them alcohol known as Blood Marys. They're drinking their own blood.
Huh?
They're drinking their own blood, the customers.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross.
It's not illegal.
Is it not illegal?
To drink your own blood?
Without your knowing?
You drink your own blood without you knowing. How do you do that?
Anyway, I'm out of here.
Rock, you quit? You finally quit, The Rock? You quit? You quit the commission?
I quit, baby.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. Here, I made you a drink. I figured you'd be thirsty when you got home.
Thank you, babe. What is this?
It's a Blood Mary.
Where'd you get this?
So they have them to go at Skeetos. You can take them to go. I was there, you know, on my lunch break, and so I thought I'd bring you home one.
You went to Skeetos on your lunch break?
Yeah.
Well, take your clothes off.
Slow down.
Your clothes off. Oh, I don't want to do anything like that. I want to check your body for bites.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay.
See? Mm-hmm. I'm fine.
Okay.
Damn, your back is all fucked up.
What? Wait, you didn't turn around. Thanks, Carl. Look, I don't like Carl as a neighbor, as a man, but he's got good eyes. He's got good eyes.
He's a peeping Tom.
No, he's not. His name's Carl.
Carl, I'm sitting here half naked. Come on, man.
I don't give a damn, woman. I'm looking through the windows here.
What do I have to do to get your attention?
You got to get outside. You got to find another home for me to pee.
Carl. Carl, I am not paying for this house for you to live in and not look at me half naked and just bask in my glory.
I can't see it, nor do I care. I'm looking at neighbors.
You don't understand what you're missing. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to be here forever. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to find me a man who will look at this, who will taste this, who will give it a lick and give it a little sip. Give it a lick and give it a sip.
I don't even know what you're doing with your mannerisms, and nor can I move my shoulders and neck.
It's a tiny straw. It's a tiny straw similar to a mosquito's mouth, and it goes into your skin, but it takes out very little blood. It's almost like when they prick your finger at the doctor and then they take a little sip and they let you know.
Joanne, you listen to me right now and you listen to me quick.
Okay.
I've been staring out these windows a long, long time, and I've been seeing neighbors come and go as the day goes by and the winds blow. There's mosquitoes out there. And they're tearing up this town. Okay. Ever since that goddamn casino got put in here, mosquitoes have been going out and feasting on our blood. Okay. And then making sure that you drink the blood that they've been feasting on. You would think the mosquitoes would drink the blood that they had taken from us. But no. There's some sick rituals going on here, making us drink the blood that they have taken out from us. Okay. And then getting us high on, I don't know what the hell. But it makes me think that there's some kind of baby mosquito hybrid going on there. Now, I know it sounds crazy as hell, but you got to trust me. I'm a beeping Tom.
Okay. Carl! Hey, I heard everything you just said. You're right.
Oh, shit. You can see me. Shit.
No, I can hear you.
You can hear me and see me. Hold on.
I can only hear you.
I bet he can see me. Let me just move over here.
Hold on. Carl, it's me. It's your neighbor.
Huh?
Hey,
huh?
It's The Rock. Well, Dwayne, to you. I heard you. You're not crazy. You're right.
They're not. Oh, this isn't my home.
What are you sketched out about, Carl?
Sweet little tater, my little tater boy. Sweet little tater, little tater boy.
Daddy. Oh, daddy. I love when you rock me in your arms like that.
Tater, do me a favor. Never do that again. Never say that again in that way, all right?
Oh, daddy, you're so silly.
Oh, tater, daddy. I love you. Tater,
daddy, I want. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything that the sun touches is one day going to be yours here at Skeeters, all right?
Oh. But
the problem is the Gaming Commission and a Peeping Tom are on to us, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to keep you on the down low, Tater.
No, Daddy, I'm going to grow up soon. I'll be just as big as you are one day.
Well, I'm sure that's true. I don't really know genetically how fast this is going to progress as you're a hybrid, and mosquitoes don't generally live that long. But humans do, so you just grew a foot. Tater.
I want to taste the lats on that man that was here earlier. He smelled like he was cooking, Daddy. He smelled like he was cooking something real good.
Just
a sip.
A good idea, Tater. This is not going to backfire at all on NFS. So, you know what? He's supposed to come back to officially give us shutdown papers. So, I'll set it up for you, Tates, and you can.
Oh, good.
Dwayne, can't come back here for papers. You quit.
No, well, I realized I don't want to leave the job half done. You know, I want to complete my last mission.
You quit. And
then I'll call it quits. Last mission, boom. Nice, signed, sealed, deliver, and then I'm done.
I'm yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and one other thing. We have to put my crazy neighbor on the payroll.
Huh?
Just go along. All right, one day's pay. It's not going to kill the commission, right?
We're running through money.
We need this guy. He's got a sixth sense. That's important.
We just built a six-story garage.
I know, and the parking's great. Well, I won't be able to use it anymore because this is my last day, but I got to bring Carl in. But Carl's going to be – he'll take my position. I got to bring Carl.
You going to do it?
All right, Tater. I see them coming up the drive, so why don't you hide under the desk there, okay?
Okay. I'm getting too big to be under your desk, Daddy.
Don't ever say that again either.
All right, Carl, look. I got to hand it to you. Everything you thought.
This ain't my car. Oh, dear.
I'm driving. I know. I'm driving. You're sitting in the passenger seat. Listen. You're fine. You're fine. Look at this.
I'm never going to pull over.
This is a badge. No. Carl.
I'm in a swamp field. What is this?
Oh, mosquitoes. No, mosquitoes.
Don't you be smashing my babies. Don't you be smashing my babies. Those are just being born, sir.
Looks like that man died.
Damn me. Oh, my God.
Carl, get out of here. Carl, come on.
No, don't look push at me.
Get out of here.
He's laying on my baby.
Okay, look at me. Come here. Carl, you're legit now, man. You're legit.
I think he's made dead. It.
Shut up. You're not crazy anymore. You've got a badge from the Gaming Commission. If you can hear me in your afterlife, come back, Carl. Come back.
Check his pulse.
Come back.
Well, I mean, I do hear him asking me to come back and whatnot, so I can't leave heaven or go back into that
You're that not mosquito. Coming in heaven, period. You don't belong here.
Buddy, I just want to hang out behind the fence. Trust me on that.
You no are not coming behind this gate. I don't either mind. Go I don't to hell. To. Huh?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. But you said you don't want to come. This gate here goes to heaven.
I know, but I just want to stand right here, you know, behind the gate.
Well, I'm not taking my eyes off of you.
Come back to me. Come back.
Well, Tater, looks like we dodged a bullet there.
Oh, but Daddy, I really wanted to get that man's last.
I know. But, you know, we can't always have everything we want. That's an important lesson that you need to learn there, Tater.
Can you tell me something? If you're a human.
Hey, sorry about Carl.
Thank you.
Listen, I was wondering if maybe I could maybe get a sip.
What? Take a little sip? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can now.
Did you have troubles?
I had some trouble. It's just, to be honest, I never really realized how beautiful you were. You've been my neighbor, and I've always heard Carl. I haven't really seen him much, and now here I am trying to give you bad news.
I'm kissing you.
Can you come from behind that aquarium?
So you're telling me after he found out you got bit up on the back, he just left you for your neighbor? Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's insane.
I don't mean to eavesdrop, but I actually did. I don't mean to eavesdrop. Don't worry. What I'm going to say is completely corrugated with what you guys are talking about. I'm actually a sex worker, so I know a lot about guys. This is crazy, right? So I just kind of wanted to hop in.
Why did you just come over here?
Honestly, because I have no friends.
Did you just drink my Blood Mary?
I took a sip as a friend. Friends share drinks.
I don't know
and
that
I
you
did
like
do that.
To just come in here and drink this.
Okay, well, then I'm sorry as a friend. Good friends apologize and even better friends forgive.
And that's our first session. Because it's got to end sometime. Scene number two is from Danny from Saskatchewan, who wrote, "Hello to my favorite funny folks. I'm going to keep this short. You are great. My suggestion, weird occult store owner with a bad grasp on his stock."
Welcome.
Thank you.
What can I get you?
I was wanting something to kind of cleanse my house.
Yes.
I just...
This is something might be haunting you?
I'm moving into this new house, and it used to be this sorority house.
New for you.
It's new for me, yeah. It's actually an ancient house.
It's new for you.
Okay. Yes, it's new for me. It used to be this sorority house, and the sorority sisters, it got fucked up, you know, and they ended up making some kind of suicide pact and Pacata. And they ended up, you know, going through with it. And I got it from life. Yeah, they got Yeah, I mean, they killed themselves. Okay. I don't think that's funny. Thing. Okay.
I have just the... Where is it?
I don't know.
Give me a second here. What the hell is it? Let me check these covers here. No, geez, okay. Okay, rabbit with no feet. No, I don't want that. Okay, let's see here.
Let me out of the cage. Let me out of the cage.
Shut up. Let's see here. Let's see. Okay, do you want to? Ah, yes. Here we are. Yes, this will do. Piddly poo. This is a crystal. Okay. This right here is an emerald quartz. Shatter this. After you've given it a whisper wish.
Seven sisters summon seed. Sisters, we arise again as ghosts and spirits of the sorority house of the Seven Sisters of the Sea.
Yes, totally.
You guys, was the afterlife totally messed for you guys too? Because for me, it was a nightmare.
It was miffed. It was pretty freaking miffed. I have to say, it was not what I was expecting at all.
I know,
right? It was a living hell. It was not a living hell. It was just hell.
Sisters, but we all returned. We all had faith in the process. We killed ourselves to spend some time in the afterlife. Now look where we are, back in the sorority house. The Seven Sisters summon
Sisters.
You guys, I gotta say that pledge was insane. I mean, just to be part of this thing, I mean, we had to kill ourselves. But you know what? Sisterhood forever.
At the end of the day, we could have never been eternal if we hadn't have done that. You know, exactly. This way we're in the house and we're sorority sisters forever because we never outgrew it.
Exactly. Now, one little hiccup. There is a person who just bought this house, so it's new to her. Okay.
It's new to her?
Yeah. Meaning, obviously it's not new. We lived here for a long time. But then
it's not new to her.
It's our house.
And it's her house.
Babe, did you really need just this giant home just for yourself?
Well, I mean, I figured that you'd move in with me.
I mean, maybe.
Babe, we've been together for 7 years.
Yeah, but we're not married.
I know we're not married, but the next step would be to move in with each other and see if that works and then maybe get married after that.
I don't think so, babe. I think the next step is to just go in, get married, and then see how it goes and then stick with that decision for the rest of our lives.
Are you proposing?
Babe?
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's have the wedding here in the house.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to invite my entire family.
I'm going to invite... I don't know who to invite. I don't got a lot of friends. And you know all my immediate family, they disappeared in that mosquito mist.
Yes. That was... Yes. Well, listen, you don't need to invite any, I would say coworkers, but you don't work. You don't need to invite anyone that you don't want to invite, but you can invite everyone that you do want to.
Huh. Maybe I'll just go and make some new friends.
Yes.
Hi, I just got ordained online and I'm supposed to be doing a wedding.
You found the right place.
Good. I figured it was. It's not funny. It's a wedding. So I just need like a pretty standard Bible.
A Bible?
Oh, you knew what I was going to say.
Why don't you come over here? Maybe I can find you a Bible right in. No, well, let me just look for my books here. Maybe it's underneath this. Well, no. All right, let me see. Here it is.
Oh, that
Bible from hell. Satan's
book. Oh, I didn't need that. Oh, okay.
Have you seen John Wick?
Have
you seen the movie John Wick?
No.
You never seen Keanu Reeves? Are you familiar?
I'm familiar with Keanu Reeves.
He's in a movie called Constantine.
And in that movie, cool. There's a Bible from hell.
I just need a St. James version, or like that one looks.
Seven sisters. So listen, ladies, as we know, our live sister is getting married tomorrow. So,
like, that's totally beautiful.
I know. But now, we haven't made contact with her yet, and I was wondering if maybe today would be the day.
Okay, yes. I have an actually super superb idea for making contact.
Okay.
Remember during Pledge Week how we would always sing an a cappella when every new person came into the house?
Yeah, yes.
And wouldn't that be so beautiful to, like, sing her down the aisle, and that's how we announce our presence?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
We'd have to murder her band first, but then sing her down the aisle.
Like, I'm sorry, you sisters. I love you all. You know this, but she's marrying my ex-boyfriend, Rick.
Wait, John Wick? That's
John Rick?
John Rick, yes. She's marrying John Rick. And
but he was an asshole. He broke your heart.
Yeah,
I heard he killed a bunch of puppies. Or someone else did. Wait a second. That's fucked up.
So, Tessa, what do you propose?
Like, I mean, like, she might be cool, but, like, she's cool. You know, like, that's crossing a line.
Yeah.
You don't know? Do that.
Yeah, and, like, we that's never allowed boys in any ways. Like, that's not sisterhood.
That's no, just
like,
not.
Jenny, that's kind of a breaker, too.
What? Jenny, don't. What? You never even kissed a boy before you died, so I don't know if you're, like, the expert here.
That's so fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm the expert because I held my fucking ground, okay? No boys allowed.
That wasn't, like, a hard and fast. It was more like... No, what? Okay. Yeah, never mind.
Did you
okay.
girls? You girls didn't kiss. You, virgins for life, right?
Absolutely not.
No.
What? No, not
many,
at all.
Many partners.
Wait, super what? Skanky. That's what I was.
What?
Okay. So Tessa. So how do we solve this? Like, she's a sister.
I know it's hard. It's like I want to do my best to like stand up for her on her special day. You know, like I totally do. But there's a part of me that just might end up being a vengeful spirit.
But hold on, though, Tessa. I think you need to work this out with John Rick.
Make contact. I need to work something out with John Rick.
No, you don't.
It's
you don't.
Too late
never
for
held
you.
A voice hand.
Hey, is that a foot long sub? Yeah. Oh, all right. Catch you later. Oh, hey, are you guys eating Lay's chips over here? Oh, all right. Sorry. Dang, I'm just trying to make new friends. Hey, what's going on over here? You guys hanging out?
Get lost, loser.
All right.
Dang. Hi. You look cool.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just a cool girl.
All right.
Do you want to be friends?
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you ever break a girl's heart?
No.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't be able to get to her heart. It's protected by her body.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Do you remember Tessa Abernathy?
What? Who are you?
Can I ask you another question?
Who the hell are you?
Do you want to talk to her right now?
What the hell? What's going on?
Can I ask you another question?
Where am I? I just got sucked back 6 years into the old sorority house where I used to date Tessa.
Yeah, we know, Rick.
What the hell is going on? I graduated.
Yeah, but you know what? Who didn't graduate? My heart. They didn't graduate at all, and I just need you here right now to like look it through me and really see me, okay? Because
you made that pacatata.
Yeah, I only made that pacatata because you were so terrible, and you dumped me in such a tragic way.
Oh, come on! Don't put that on me. That's crazy.
You were like, I don't want to see you anymore. Now I'm gonna drown these puppies, and that was messed up. Okay.
I got a problem. All right, I'm a villain.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously, like. I can't move on, like, in the spirit world, or, like, because my heart is haunted.
What are you doing? You're taking my soul. You're bringing me to hell.
Welcome to hell.
Oh, all the puppies I killed, they've grown up. They're half puppy, half baby. Oh,
no. They're big, they're strong, and they're hungry for your meat.
No, I'm atoning for my sins and like Dante.
Well, sweetheart, we can't start the ceremony until John's here. John Rick.
He's going to be here.
Listen, I know I'm only your stepfather, but I always found you very beautiful.
Wait, whoa.
Have a great day. We would love you so
much.
Wait.
Peter, wait.
I talked to her. She's good. We're just waiting on John.
I'm so sorry. Peter, can we talk again?
Hey, sorry to interrupt. I'm a friend of Todd or whatever the hell his name is. He met me at a Subway. He told me to come to this.
Rick.
A badass.
John
wedding.
Rick.
Yeah, John. There you go, John. Yeah.
His close friends call him Rick.
I'm the stepfather. Where is he? We need to get the ceremony started.
You're not my stepfather.
No, he's my stepfather.
I'm hers, which means get a load.
You should be clear about that, because I thought you were my stepfather.
Oh, no, sir. I'm sorry, Pastor. I know you're waiting here patiently with...
I'm just having a little bit of a problem. There seems to be, whispers coming from my book, and it seems to glow at the binding. I kind of like to get this done with so I can return this broken Bible.
I want to get it done with, too. I didn't buy this house to not trap this man and this relationship. Okay?
What?
I like this. She's always been strong. Even when she was little, she always had her own point of view, her own point of value.
I'm single.
Okay.
And I am ordained online.
Are these shrimps for everybody? Or are we waiting until after?
Tessa, yeah, what's going on? We're the seven sisters. So are you finished with John or not? We need some kind of resolution. So they're waiting at the altar.
This is a funny story. So I was just going to talk to him and totally work it out, right? Sisters do.
Yeah.
But the thing is my heart was so wounded that I drug him to hell, and now he's being tortured by puppy baby dogs.
Tessa.
I know I shouldn't have, and maybe I should go get him back and bring him back to the material world, but you know what? Part of it feels good. It just feels good.
And don't you feel like if he actually was sorry and he was granted forgiveness and deserved this love that our other alive sister is going to give her, that he would actually ascend himself?
Yes.
I feel like that. So you really actually did everyone a service.
Yeah, you did him a favor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If he wants to battle back for her, he's got to do it lickety-split, because that Bible is glowing. Mm-hmm. And, it's not going to end well for anybody if he doesn't.
I know. Well, I guess it's up to him. It's up to him. In the meantime, should we go make ourselves known? Should we make contact with the sister?
Yeah, this is good shrimp. Yeah, my buddy used to sell shrimp and all that over at Costco, so I know good shrimp. So, but just I don't know why no one else is coming to the raw bar. I mean, this is the whole point. You go to a wedding, right? So
that's the uncooked seafood for dinner tonight.
Yeah, it's the raw bar. I know what it is.
Oh my God.
This is good.
Carl? Carl, I haven't seen you since you peeped through my window last Thursday.
Holy hell. You know, I died and I went back to Earth because I had a choice.
Great.
Sweetheart, it's your stepdad. Are you in there?
Yes, I am.
Listen, just let me in. We should have a quick talk, a quick conversation about what's going on.
Can my mom come in too?
Yeah, I want to be here.
I think it'd be best. Okay.
I don't know.
You're really fucking creepy.
I can hear her, right? And I'm going to let you both in. You can talk with me with her here.
Okay, well, here. Okay. Come here. At least I'm going to sit in between you two. Okay.
Pete, I got a little present for you. I got this from that occult shop. So why don't you just put this around your neck and then... We can start talking.
Shit. Okay, put this on. Oh, I feel like Fonzie.
Okay, great. So you're petrified in stone for eternity. All right, and
that took so long.
I know.
15
I'm so sorry.
Years of marriage.
15 years.
John, Rick, wake up. We have our big date. John, you've been out like a light.
Oh my God, I had the craziest dream.
I'm sure you did. The sorority sister dinner is in 45 minutes. So, I'm not supposed to bring you because there's not supposed to be boys.
I've been here before.
What?
I've been here before. I've done this before.
What does that even mean, John?
You're going to eat me. Everyone's going to eat me.
It's not going to eat you, John.
Everyone's going to drink my
crazy.
Blood.
That's crazy. Hey, can we stop by the shelter on the way to the dinner? Because I'd like to get a new pet.
No! This is
So is that a no?
So I guess, yeah, maybe marriage isn't all that it's cut up to be if you're not...
I mean, you should marry that tech guy at the raw bar.
Can you hear us?
With the,
we're trying to make contact.
Mom,
do you hear that?
Yeah, Mom, dear. I was just asking if you heard that.
I can't hear. Oh my God, I can't hear you. Something's wrong. I've been thrust into another dimension. Baby, hello?
Mom?
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you coming
in
and
out. Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
Don't run. Don't run. What? Don't move. Don't move. You can see us now. You can see us. That means contact has been established.
I couldn't run. This is a mermaid dress.
It's beautiful, by the way. It's
thank
like
you.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Hi. This is Tessa and this is Jenny. She's never kissed a boy. And
I'm going to kiss one today.
We are part of the Seven Sisters sorority that used to live here, the ones that killed themselves years ago.
Oh, God. Yeah. I thought that I had gotten something to kind of rid you guys.
What?
Oh, that's.
I mean, you prepared an a cappella number and everything, and that's how you're going to treat us?
Wow. We wanted to welcome you to the sisterhood, but I guess.
I thought
we were going to do Hold On by Wilson Phillips, but I don't know if you deserve it anymore.
I assume that it was like that you guys were negative energy.
I need to return this Bible. It didn't work.
Huh?
Yeah, this one's not working. I needed, like I thought I had said, I needed a Christian Bible. Those are the only ones that really work. This, I don't know what this is.
I mean, they all work.
But it smells like sulfur, it glows, and I hear screams when I open it. So I need to return this for all my money back.
It sounds like it's working.
No, I don't think you get it. I was in a room trying to, well, honestly, there was a lot of other things that went wrong too. But it certainly didn't help that every time I opened the book, screams and sulfur and smoke were coming out.
And I'm kissing you.
See? I told you.
That's our second scene.
Woo!
Scene number three is from Patreon VIP Robert Williams, who wrote, "Happy Friday to all in Alchemy Land. Here is a scene suggestion which is inspired by a brief moment from my afternoon. An old man and his gimp."
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm going to unzip your
mouth. Mr. Walter. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to be going from outdoor exercise, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay,
you're gonna have to leave
I'd like you to wear this.
Sir, you're going to leave your stuffed animal here, okay?
Oh, no. This is my stuffed animal. Let me unzip the mouth.
No one's
going to
take
it,
Mr. Walter. We just got to leave it here, all right?
Oh, okay. I'm going to miss him.
He's going to be safe, okay?
Well, would you mind putting this mask on if I'm going to leave my stuffed animal behind?
Sure, I'll put on this leather daddy mask, sure.
Oh, thank you. You're such a good boy. All right. Let me just zip it up. Oh, it's okay. It's supposed to feel like that. Let me unzip the mouth. Oh, it's okay, here. There's your mouth. Here, you
go. My lips are so shut.
It's okay. We're
gonna cursed. This mask is cursed.
Walter, okay. Walter, you have two stuffed animals now, Walter. Look, we said you can only carry the one. You can't have two.
Okay.
It's time for your outdoor exercises.
Look, we're running through orderlies. I don't know what the hell is going on. But we are hemorrhaging money. Okay, so we got to figure something out.
I agree. I agree with you 100%. I mean, we all do.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to be open much
longer.
Mark,
were you paying attention? Because it seems like you just kind of just chimed in right now because you weren't paying attention. You just want to act like you have an idea right now.
No, I
saw you on your phone, Mark.
He's got pictures of boobs on his notebook.
Jesus
Christ. He's drawing pictures
of
boobs.
All right, fine. You caught me. I'm trying to learn how to draw boobs. I've got pictures on my phone of actual boobs. And then I've got my notebook where I'm drawing said boobs.
Well, Mark,
and
let me just,
you can see, I have a lot of work to do.
It's Mark, just, they come in all shapes and sizes. Anything you do is right.
Four circles.
Four circles.
Yeah, just two and then two inside.
You don't understand.
Four circles.
If I don't draw 1 million boobs by midnight tonight, they're going to kill my son.
Who? Why? What?
Can we get back to it? Look, maybe we're losing orderlies because we don't get enough break. You know what I mean? A half hour is not enough time for lunch.
It should be. It should be, all right? We're not going to change
also,
our
time. Also, can we talk about some of the patients here? Mm-hmm. Some of the people who are in our care? Walter.
Just if we all draw boobs at the same time, we could probably help Mark out and it won't be a big deal. It's just as simple as she said, four circles.
I'm sorry. They are we trying to figure out how to help his son? Or are we trying to figure out how to keep the orderlies in this place?
Sure.
Like we all agreed to not bring outside stuff inside, all right, Mark?
I'm so sorry. Look, I will help, but I'm going to be doodling at the same time because I love my son. So, you know, I agree. We have traumas around here. We need more orderlies, and we need to figure out why they're quitting so often and what's wrong with our clientele. Because obviously there's something wrong. There's a disconnect. This boob is huge. I do this one way too big.
Someone grab his notepad, please. I can't have him doodling while we're having this meeting.
I'll take it. Sir, what about Walter, for instance?
What about,
I don't know who's bringing them in, but he has more stuffed animals now than
what is your obsession with this? All right,
who cares? It just seems. Don't say who cares. Where's he getting them from? Is there a fucking arcade around?
Who cares?
Who cares? Someone's bringing them to him.
You're obsessed with the wrong details here. All right, we need to find more orderlies.
Fine.
If we can't, we're going to have to shut this down, we're going to have to let all these Italy people just out loose.
Two, three. Four.
Are you drawing? Henry, are you drawing boobs?
Huh? No.
What did I just say?
Huh?
Okay, Henry, give me the notepad.
Hey, Samantha, we just got the new duties list. So you're going to be working with Walter this afternoon, okay? So he needs medication. Okay. He needs to do his calisthenics and then more medication for the evening.
Calisthenics. Am I supposed to be able to do that?
I don't understand the question.
Calisthenics. Am I supposed to be able to do that?
You're supposed to be able to run him through that.
Run him through that.
Yeah. So,
but not
medication.
Necessarily do it myself.
No, not necessarily.
Because I'm actually really sore today from a ruckus night.
Okay.
A ruckus night. It started out as a night out with the girls, but it ended up with a night in with the boys.
Okay,
we went out to a mosquito casino. We met some hot ass, and I bagged myself a baby.
Is it me or is Samantha just always lying? She's just like always making stuff up all the time. It's just like so annoying. It's like I hate going on break and like she's on break because like I know she's just gonna come over to me and she's just gonna say some stupid thing. It's like I wasn't even talking to you. Who cares? You're not my sister. I don't need to talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
She's right behind you. I think she just heard everything you said, and I think she's gonna hold that against you and judge you. Don't look over your shoulder. She's
what
right
are you
there.
Saying? I can't hear you with your teeth like that.
She's right behind you. Don't look over your shoulder. I think she heard everything you
whatever
just said.
And it's just like Samantha's like so annoying. She's like so stupid and dumb. It's just like, yeah, I get
hey,
it. Okay?
Hey Tiffany, if you have a problem with me, then bring it up to my face. Don't just talk behind my back.
Fight.
If you want to go, let's go.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's just freaking go.
Let's do it.
I'm so ready to go that you don't even want to know.
I know you can't like move or anything. I know you can't do any calisthenics and have all these excuses, but you just know stretching your life.
I could do it. Just today I happen to be sore. It's not that I can't do it. Yeah. It's that my muscles are so sore.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right, so we lost two more orderlies are gone.
And they died in like a fist, in like a hands-to-hand
fight. We allow that. Look, we allow any kind of release of stress, okay? And that's just what they've decided internally to do. It's some kind of hierarchical structure. We just gotta let it slide.
Oh, okay, shit. No. Sorry to interrupt the meeting. Sorry. Someone just gave us this package. It's a bloody ear. I don't know who this is for.
It's for me, guys. It's for me.
There you go.
Mark, can you have these delivered to your house, please?
I'm sorry. I don't make the terms here, okay? It's not my thing. I just have to keep blowing tits here, all right? Tits ahoy. Draw the tits. Draw the tits, and then maybe.
Hey, Hey, how you doing?
Who is it?
It's me.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Samantha died.
Thank God. I don't like Samantha.
Okay, so listen.
I don't like her one bit.
A couple little pills here and a cup. Go ahead.
Would you mind if I stuck my tongue out, you placing those pills on my tongue?
Yeah, sure. That seems harmless. There you go. Okay, go ahead and swallow.
I will.
Okay, good. All right, now we're going to do a little calisthenics, stretching. Can you get your arms out to the side? We're moving left. We're moving right.
Okay.
We're moving right.
I'm so sorry. Do you mind? I feel like it would be safer if you wore a mask because I'm pretty old.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
You know what? It just happens to be that I have this mask here. If you just put this on, I think that it would keep all your germy germs to you.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't really care about you, but if this is what you need to get through the afternoon, fine. Uh-huh. I'll do it. I'm putting on the fucking move.
Put you in the collection.
What do you think I should do? I mean, I was just hired to walk this dog for 2 hours, but I'm like texting the guy pictures of his dog and he's not answering.
Well, the dog's yours.
I can't take that responsibility.
Well, that's just how it works. What do you mean?
Well, it's a Jack Russell. It's super high energy. Milo's so cute, but super high energy. And I don't have the time.
Well, you have the room. You have the giant sorority house. Just like let him run around.
I didn't say I didn't have the room. I said I didn't have the time. Maybe if you would listen to me, help me problem solve. I know, but you always like seem
like it's like always like poor me. You have the biggest house out of anyone I know. I don't even know how you bought that. All right. It's like I have like 6 jobs. I just applied to be an orderly again from the same job I already work at. Do you understand how embarrassing that is?
Listen, I have one job that I don't even need to have because I have so much money. Like, that's what's so fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking to me about working and I'm walking dogs and I don't even need to. So why are you complaining to me?
I'm sorry. I'm just like, I feel like super stressed out of work. A lot of like, coworker of mine in like a cage fighting scenario. Oh, and yeah, it's like, it's a lot. It's like, I'm fine. Like, I didn't like.
Post office delivery for Mark. Mark, are you in there?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, how you doing? You just got to sign for this.
All right.
Now, there you are. I got to be honest. I peaked.
You peaked?
I peaked in the package. I'm a package peaker.
Okay, well, should I bother looking? Is it pretty awful?
It's pretty awful. It's pretty, pretty awful.
All right. Well, thanks for all you do.
I peek in all your mail. I got to be honest with you right now, okay? I peek.
All my mail?
Most of it. All right, Mark, you have a good day.
All right. Oh, the other ear. Oh, my God.
Now can we get back to the meeting?
What the hell is going on?
I just got to draw these tits. Oh, my God.
I can't believe the mail came twice.
They came twice in the Marcus, one day.
10:30 p.m. It ain't going to happen. Just let it go.
I've got 90 minutes, all right? I'm up to 567,000. Oh, my God. I'm barely past halfway.
Hey, how was work, babe?
It was so stressful. Honestly, we're low on orderlies. We're trying to fix that.
Okay. I didn't really. Listen, I've been thinking about you all day. Show me those 4 circles. Let me see your 4 circles, babe.
Honestly,
I've been thinking about your 4 circles.
Honestly,
all day. Yeah.
Honestly, the fact that you call me babe is already super weird. Stop asking me to see my 4 circles, Peter.
I want to see your 4 circles.
Honey, I'm home. I don't care if we're not blood related.
What is going on in here?
You were supposed to divorce this guy.
You're wearing the nursing outfit. Did you take a job at my job? What are you doing? Why are you taking my life?
All right, ladies.
Is that a crime?
What is this? We've got 8 circles here between the two of you. Why don't we just play some circles?
You're petrified in stone.
But okay. I can still look. I can taste.
True love unlocked him.
Oh, true love unlocked me.
All right, there's no way I'm going to draw enough circles, guys. I'm just going to do some rounds, and I'm going to go home. All right? Maybe I'll go see what Walter's up to. It's been a while since I've talked to that guy. If you guys just want to draw a few more circles for me, just in solidarity, I'd appreciate it.
There's just no way we're going to get to a million, so it seems like a waste of our time.
I get that, but all right. I'm going to go see Walter, guys. I love you all. So.
Okay.
Hey, who is it?
Hey, you know me. What's up,
Mark? Buddy? Mark, yep. What are you doing here?
Oh, my God. Look at all those stuffed animals. Your collection's really grown.
Yeah, I mean, Beanie Babies used to be a thing, but now these stuffed animals are all the jam.
Wait, what's that earless one in the corner?
You know what? Get out of here. You know what? Honestly, this is my private room. Wait a second.
It's not...
Mark.
Oh, my God. Charlie. I know you can't hear me. But Daddy's here. All right. Walter, what kind of monster are you? In fact, these aren't animals at all. Walter, this is disgusting, man. It's you all along. You're the one taking all the orderlies and everybody else. I can't let you do this anymore, man. You took my son's ears. And why did you need all these tits drawings? And they're all over your walls. Why didn't I even see this before?
I'm sorry, Mark. It's been so long since I seen boobies.
So why didn't you just ask? I could have gotten some for you.
I'm Walter's son. I'm here about some back pay that wasn't delivered.
Wait, you think we owe you back pay?
Yeah, I don't want them.
I'm sorry, why are you here again?
I'm Walter's son. I'm here to let you know that y'all can keep him.
Oh, he's dead. We don't want that body, sir. He's your responsibility now.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, what are you going to do? I'm going to walk out of here. I ain't going to take
no, him. No, sir. Take his body with
you. No, don't put him in my hands.
Take his body. You touch him last. You touch him last.
All right, whatever. I'm out of here.
You touch him last. No, I'm out of here. I'm following you.
I'm going to run out of here.
I'm running out of here.
Kissing you.
Get back here. Get back here.
That's our show, everybody. We did it. We saved the child.
That was pretty fucked up, actually.
Yeah.
All said and done.
Yeah.
That was a really disturbing couple minutes.
We have our next Alex Cross movie, A Monkey and a Spider. All right. It's Chris Alvarado. Where can people find you?
Gosh, thank you so much. You can find me at Chris Alvarado on Instagram. My website is chris-alvarado.com. My other podcast is The Comedy Fix, at The Comedy Fix. Check us out, dude. We get fucking nuts.
Yeah. James Heaney.
On April 24th at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, there's going to be a live Alchemy This Show, like the good old days, but still digital. I don't know how you can get to it. It's the Austin Sketch Fest, but save the date, save the time.
Is it still standard time?
It's Pacific time. You're right. It matters. If you search what time Pacific time is, it's 5:30. It's 5:30 if you're in LA. I know you might be somewhere else, but you've got the power to search what time it is for you when it's 5:30 in LA.
That's right.
And we're going to get you a link. Just don't worry.
Save the date. Save the cheerleader. Save the world. Joey Greer.
I couldn't have said it better, James. Thank you so much. Check out Bear Supply every Wednesday, 9 o'clock Pacific time on Twitch. That's
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. It is 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock
Pacific time.
Twitch.tv/BS Comedy. And check Alchemy This on Instagram @AlchemyThis and Alchemy This Pod on Reddit.
And then write a review. Give us some stars on the iTunes. Oh. It helps.
What does it help? What does it help,
It what helps it does get into other people's feeds.
He asked me, James.
Sorry, go ahead.
Don't ever ahead, do that again. Don't ever do that again.
I'm so sorry.
I'm too pissed off to answer, Chris.
Okay.
I can't answer it. I'll get back to that, though.
Yeah.
Jackie DeRuth.
Hey. thanks for having me. I did get pretty fucked up, and I feel like it was my fault 100% of the time. We roll with the punches. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy on Instagram and Twitter, but you'll see my Twitter's sad. Very sad. And I'm www.jackiegonzalezderuthy.com. And if you think you can't spell DeRuthy, you actually can. It's pretty phonetic. I believe in you. thank you for having me. It was very fun.
Of course. I'm at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram, colestratton.com for no dates currently, but hopefully in the future. Go to fourcircles.com. See some boobs. Guessing that's a thing. We'll find out. Let's thank our engineer and producer, Doug Bame.
Bame.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time.
Hello. Hello. Alchemy this.